kind of vibing. They're kind of furiously vibing.
They're kind of like a
Yeah, it's
supernova.
thrilling.
Welcome to Court Captain's Volleyball Podcast.
Where this week we talk some things Pro Volleyball Federation.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ian, and
And
that's it.
and today Nikki is not here. She's not
No.
here with us. She's in Italy, actually, not to blow up her spot.
Yeah, if you're out in Italy, keep an eye out.
I did, generally Nikki is the one that's in the Instagram. But I keep my eye on it to see what she's up to. And she was drunk messaging some people. So that's funny.
Nice. Some nice vacation Instagram content. So yeah, I mean, we thought about maybe this would be the week off for the pod, but I think, how would people know what had happened in the games over the last week without us updating it?
We
So
got to do a little recap.
yeah, it might be a slightly abridged ep, but we'll go over the matches for you at least.
Yes. That's it. Well, we can just get into it.
Let's do it.
Actually, I do want to say, talk about one thing. First off, they finally released the USA national team. And I just want to call out the people that are part of the PVF and who were on this list. And so we'll probably not be playing
Yeah,
later.
let's hear it.
We got Morgan Hentz, Asia O'Neill, Kendall White, Ashley Evans, and Kendall Kipp. Which Kendall Kipp is an interesting one because she literally just joined. So we shall see.
Yeah, it could be a short first year in the PVF for Kendall.
She's just getting her reps in before the
Yeah,
Olympics.
warming up. It's good to see. Let's talk about these games. The first one last week was Tuesday, April 16th, about a week ago, as of recording, and it was in Atlanta. Grand Rapids took the visit down there, started well, won the first set before Atlanta turned it around and won it in four. So that first set was 23-25. Grand Rapids, and then Atlanta won 25-22 in the second, 25-22 in the third, and then really turned it on and won 25-15 in the fourth. That was their sixth in a row. I believe that is the longest winning streak we've seen in the PVF this year. So,
Wow.
yeah.
Well,
It
Atlanta
was
seems
nice for a
unstoppable.
second. Yeah, they really
And
did.
I mean, they did lose later in the week, but
Spoilers.
yeah, spoilers, sorry. First off, Anna Lazareva not playing again. They mentioned that she's just resting. I don't know. I am curious. Like I didn't put too much effort into this Google search. But like we're seeing the US players are leaving. I'm assuming that like that's gonna happen for other international players.
You would assume.
So I don't know if that's part of it or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, or like they're just like, just you might as well take a game off. You know,
Or a
we've
week off.
clinched our playoff spot.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I mean, even without her, they were a little bit Atlanta more up and down hitting wise than we usually see. I think they still hit 250 for the game versus 170 for Grand Rapids. But the first set, which they lost, they hit only 130, but they stayed in the set. They only lost the set by two. They had eight blocks in that first set,
Oh
so
my God.
set the tone. I think they had 15 on the day and 37 block touches to go with those 15 blocks in four sets. So
It's pretty remarkable.
there's a lot going on.
Magdalena, I think in general she's a very good blocker.
Yeah, she had six on the day. She hit really well too. She had nine kills and hit 320 and.
It looks like Shelly Fanning actually hitting 190 for a middle is pretty low. I don't know. It just seems like maybe they were digging her up a lot. But LMM, Lector, not a good day for her.
He had a tougher day. Yeah, she had one kill on 13 attempts. She hit the dreaded negative for the day. But like we've talked about it before with Atlanta, where even when they don't play well in sets, they somehow win sets. I mean, the third set they hit 150. It was a set they won. You know, Grand Rapids only hit 100 that set. But I guess they were changing a lot of shots at the net. I guess that can make up for a lot for you.
Yeah, I mean, good for them.
Yeah,
Great.
that first set, the 8 blocks in that first set matched the Rise's total for the whole match in blocks.
Oh my
So,
gosh. Well then. Yeah,
yeah, it was
what
pretty
I
crazy.
mean, yeah, with Grand Rapids, yeah, it looks like they just really weren't hitting well because Vibe was putting up such a huge block.
Yeah, hard to get around that, I guess. But it was still, I mean, Grand Rapids has been playing really well, obviously. We got to see them in person.
I know, now I'm like, do you feel like an affinity towards them a little
Yeah,
bit?
kind of.
I know.
They've also been playing well.
Yeah,
It
yeah.
helps.
They're in the top
I
four
feel the same
now.
way. Yeah, I feel the same way about the Mojo now. It's like they've been playing really well. They're fun to watch. But yeah, I mean, it was close in pretty much every set until the final one. Atlanta got out to like a 12-4 lead in the fourth set. Didn't really let it drop if they were up all the way to like 22-9. So they
I
kept
think
the
if
gap pretty big.
something I've noticed with Grand Rapids is that like Amelia Dimitrova is a really big player for them, and if she's not playing well, it kind of it's not a good outlook
Yeah.
for the rest of the match.
Yeah, that fourth set especially, she went 0 for 5. Grand Rapids hit 50 on the set. But
Yikes.
yeah, that was Atlanta. They hit 440 in that last set. They had another 10 block touches, another 5 blocks. They were cooking by the end of the game. And I mean, I guess that was, Grand Rapids didn't hit horribly for the match, but their best set was set 2. They hit 280 and they lost that set. So, I guess it just kind of depends what you're going up against.
And apparently they're going up against a lot of blocks.
I saw a couple. I think there was a couple in this match. How do we feel about closed fist kills?
I don't know. Well, okay, so in what, like they're going up like they're gonna hit it with an open hand and they go and
Yeah, and
they
they
hit it
hit
with
it
the
with the
fist?
close. Yeah, with the knuckles.
I gotta be honest. Okay, so I played on Saturday and I did that. And I was like hyper aware that it was happening. I'm like, why did I just do that? And what it was an overpass. And I think it was just really tight to the net. And I think in my mind, maybe I'm like, oh, I don't wanna. I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's not natural for me.
I think there was one later in the week that they reviewed, like it was a challenge for a block touch, and they were just talking about on the broadcast, like it coming off the fist can look so weird that, like, I
Yeah,
think
maybe,
they
yeah.
thought there was a block touch on it because of how it came over the net, but nobody had touched it. It was just like punched at, so it had a little bit of a weird trajectory.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I mean, sometimes it can, like, when you're like tipping, I think it can be kind of, if your body's not behind it, it can be hard to maybe push it deep. Because, like, at some point, like, maybe you're just relying on your arm strength. And if the angle's weird, like, you just can't get it to where you want it to go. So I could see where, like, punching it, we're talking like you get less surface area. And I don't know, we should do like some physics analysis of
Can
it.
get a physicist on the pod someday.
But I don't know. That's strange. I mean, I also, adult volleyball, a lot of times, like, we're playing like triples or fours, and you can't open hand tip in those situations. And so, like, for me, I guess I can kind of see why I would do that because I'm like, I kind of forget sometimes if I can tip or not. And so then I'm like, I panic and I just do it with a fist or something. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm just, those are my reasons.
Intriguing. Obviously, we talked about Atlanta, but the same people, Lee Edmond, she had 19 digs, she had 19 kills, added 3 blocks in there. I thought Grace Cleveland played really well in the especially in the later sets. I think it was set two, Grace Cleveland hit. She had 6 of 11 in that specific set. She had 450, so yeah, there
It's
was
good to,
still good stuff.
It's good to see Allie Linehan have a good game as well.
All right. Second game of the week, Wednesday, April 17th. Columbus took the trip to Vegas. We've talked before. Vegas is historically, I mean, this first PVF season had some rough times in Vegas. They didn't have rough times this game. They won in a sweep. They won the first set 25-18. The second was close, 25-23. And then the third set, 25-18 again.
Yeah, Vegas winning at home. Good for them.
Yeah. Cat Bell again had one of those games. I think she led the team in kills, blocks, and digs.
Yeah.
For Vegas, pretty nice.
She was a standout. Yeah, when I was watching this as well. Megan Courtney Lush has a lacerated cornea.
Ugh.
And so she's playing with goggles.
Nice. Some sports goggles.
Yeah, but ouch.
Yeah, that doesn't seem great. Seems like maybe you could get some time off with a lacerated cornea.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, she's it must not be it. Incredibly uncomfortable if she's playing with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's more of a precaution.
Yeah.
They didn't mention in the broadcast that this is the battle of who's going to break their 5-match losing streak.
Ouch.
So this hurts. Match was both teams up to this point had 5-match losing streaks. Looks like Vegas broke it.
Yeah, and Columbus gets their sixth. So yep. they mirror Atlanta's sweet 6-game winning streak.
Yep.
They didn't have Reagan Cooper again in this game. I think
she's
both
sick.
Teams.
They
yeah,
said she's
yeah,
sick, yeah.
Yeah. And both teams had a pretty tough time passing the ball. Vegas hit 250. Fury just hit 110. But
yeah.
I think a lot of that. Yeah, I mean, I think Caitlin Horde really had a good game for the Fury.
Mm-hmm.
But outside
mm-hmm.
of that, it was pretty tough.
Yeah, I wrote that Kendall Kipp gets a pass. This was her, I think this was
sure.
her first game.
Yeah, welcome to the league.
Yeah, welcome to the league. I don't think Samantha Drexel will be playing much anymore.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
well,
they said, yeah.
Unless Kendall Kipp goes and plays the B&L.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
But yeah, they set Kendall Kipp 47 times and in three sets for their first game. So
yeah. Oh my gosh.
Really
they
trying
said,
to lean on her.
They said on the broadcast that one of the coaches for Fury said this, like, maybe in a press conference or something, that they would much rather have a right side than a middle. Like, they were fine with losing Asia O'Neal, basically. I was like, whoa.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess that.
I get it, though, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you gotta, like, you need to message for the team, for the people that are still there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems
true.
Like it would have been nice to maybe have Asia O'Neal for games such as this, even if you'd rather have the right side, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Such an interesting thing, but yeah.
The other standout for me from Vegas, Lane Van Buskirk.
Oh,
9
yeah,
of
yeah,
13.
Yes.
She had 540.
Yeah, she had.
She had 6 block touches, yeah.
Yeah, she had some amazing stuff. I wrote down that I never know where Alicia is going to set, and it's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
She does this, like, weird, like, little, she does, like, a little bunny hop set. Like, she's going to jump set it, and then, I don't know. It's just
psych.
Great. We don't have a resident setter expert on
true
to comment on that, so.
It was good timing, though, I think.
Yeah.
For them, like, it all came together.
Yeah.
You know, Hannah Maddox had another 12 kills, and they were just efficient.
Just hitting the shit out of the ball, Hannah Maddox.
Yep, you know.
Thursday,
April 18th, Grand Rapids hosting the Orlando Valkyries, and the Rise, they bounce back from that loss a couple days previously in Atlanta, and they won in four sets. They won the first 25-14, pretty big. They lost the second 25-17, came back out of halftime to win 25-20 in the third set, and then had a huge fourth set, 25-13.
Oof.
Yeah, so even despite that setback, they still playing really well in the middle of this week. I think that brought them directly to 500 on the season.
Nice.
Yeah, they hit a little less than 300. They had 270 on the day. Orlando hit 130. That's tough to make work for Orlando.
I was watching this game. I was trying to, like, what was going on with Orlando?
Mm.
Like, they couldn't get kills.
Yeah, it was especially in those first and fourth set, really not going well. They hit 30 in the first set. They hit 20 in the fourth set.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I think here's my theory. Because I, like, Wilma's a good setter. Like, I don't think that's a problem. And, like, they weren't passing terribly. But here's my theory. At the beginning of the season, I think we even commented on this podcast. Orlando didn't really change up anything that they were doing. They were the same players every single week. So they're easy to scout. Like you can just, you know what they're gonna do. And then I think that has caught up with them. And then now they have to adjust. So I'm
And
sure
I think,
they'll get it. They got
sure. I
like
mean, yeah, they're good. But yeah, like you could see it in this game. I think they tried to spread it around a bit more. You know, Kaz Brown got 16 sets, Jill got 19, MK White got 16, Adora got 17, and then, you know, Skylar Fields was doing most of the bulk work. But they just couldn't really find anything that was working consistently.
Oh yeah, Shaina Canadian. She is done for the season. She's gonna go play for her national team.
And she finished, I think, later in this week with a pretty massive game to say goodbye to the league.
Oh, well, that's good at least. But I mean, she kind of is up and down. But she is like a huge presence and a really like big block and get some good kills. So I'm sure they'll miss her. No, everything seems kind of in flux for them.
At this point, I think they were, after losing this game in fifth, they've got the same amount of wins as the Mojo, but they had two more losses than them at this point. So they're on the with Columbus on the outside looking in on that playoff spot. Erica Pritchard for Grand Rapids is who I wanted to shout out.
Oh yeah, she played great.
Really good. Hit 4:30 on the day. She had 10 kills.
That was like that's something we've been talking about that they were missing. Like they didn't know what to do with that other outside hitter. 'Cause like Claire, great. Amelia, great. But they needed that other hitter and Erica stepped up finally. That's good.
Yeah, and they said her, you know, good amount of times. I think Amelia still had over 50 sets on the day, and Claire had almost 50. So, you know, it's good to find some people that can make some good stuff happen in a smaller sample size, I guess.
Definitely. Amelia played much better than she did against Vegas.
Yeah, she had 270 on the day. She had 13 digs. Ashley Evans playing pretty well setting. 21 digs with her 48 assists.
That's really good.
She got
More
seven
digs in a
kill attempts
wheelbarrow.
too. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. It's a busy
Okay.
day.
Yeah.
Leading the team in both of those, obviously. I guess if she wasn't leading the team in assists, something would have gone very wrong.
That would be a problem.
But getting seven sets too, or seven kill attempts, you know, she killed three of them, but they give her some work as well.
Yeah, it was interesting. Like between the first and second set, basically, like Grand Rapids and Orlando like swapped places. But then Grand Rapids got it back together. So,
Yeah, and
yeah.
like I don't know, we've talked about it a couple times in previous episodes, but like Grand Rapids, they didn't pass particularly well. They were over 50% positive, but only 15% perfect. I guess when you know you can go to Dimitrova on those sets and Claire, like you're okay with that. You can get through some of that.
But then, yeah, like I said, like they also had Erica who was producing really well too. So, like, I mean, even though she got half the sets that Claire did, but.
Friday, April 19th in Columbus. Columbus comes home from getting swept in Vegas, hosting the Atlanta Vibe. Foregone conclusion, most would say, after getting swept by Vegas and hosting Atlanta. Instead, they ended the league's longest winning streak in four sets. They won three straight sets against Atlanta. Atlanta took the first set 25-23, and then Columbus won the second 25-20, the third 25-22, and finished it off 25-21 in the fourth set.
Wow.
Upset.
It
Upset
looked
alert.
like a brand new team compared to Wednesday's match.
Yeah, they hit 230. The Vibe only hit 150. That's
No,
not a usual
that's
thing we see from them. So
no,
they
no.
had their off day finally.
Yeah,
But even in the first,
very
even the first
strange.
set that the Fury lost, they still hit better. I think you could tell right from the beginning that they were up for it.
Kendall Kipp. But like that's why I said she gets a pass from her first match. She absolutely dominated 26 kills. That's crazy. And then she also had really good blocks. I was noticing that she was lined up against Lekator. And Kendall Kipp, I think, is 6'5", and Lekator, I think, is 5'7", maybe.
A
And
little
it
bit of
was
an advantage.
quite jarring
Yeah.
to see them up against each other.
Yeah, they set her 62 times in four
Crazy.
sets.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And she hit over 300. That's pretty wild.
Pretty
She
wild.
also tossed two aces in there for good measure.
Yeah, because why not? But
That's
also
pretty cool.
Caitlin Horde played really well too. Shout out. It's like Leah had a good game vibe, but that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
No,
Shelly
that was
too,
pretty
but
much
like
it.
when you look at the volume of sets, I think it was hurting them that Grace Cleveland wasn't playing so well.
Obviously didn't have Lazareva for this one either, so
Yep.
didn't have one of those weapons to go to.
Because I don't know that they have another right side that they would put in. So that stinks. Sometimes like if I'm playing poorly and it just feels like nothing's going right, I'm like, please, I just need a minute. I need, can someone, can you just take me
Set
out?
somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess like
Yeah.
you kind of hope that the intermission after set two kind of handles that a little bit,
Well,
but
and they did come out set two, they hit 30, and they came out in set three and hit 260 again. Like they did find something in that set, but they didn't win it. They had 10 service errors. Columbus had 12, so it's not like it was anything crazy, but
still
you know,
two
they got
points.
blocked. Yeah, and they got blocked 15 times by Columbus, which is usually something they do to other people. This, at the end, as we mentioned, the end of Atlanta's winning streak, that was their fifth loss of the year.
Wow.
So, yeah,
That's
even with that
it.
loss, they are still pacing the league.
Wow. Unstoppable. Well, not really.
Yeah, rarely stoppable.
Rarely
Very
stoppable.
rarely stoppable. So yeah, they've begun a new winning streak now. They've won one. You know, the Supernovas have only lost six, but Atlanta's won five more games than them, so it's pretty crazy.
Is Vegas going to be done with their season before everyone else?
It seems like it. They must have some time off in a couple of these weeks, some one game weeks coming up later in the year.
It's pretty weird, which is only to their advantage now.
Yeah.
Like, they get to
Well,
rest before the championship.
and fourth place has won seven games. You know, I mean, the bottom of the league, you know, Columbus and Vegas, they have, you know, some more losses, but they've won six. They're only one win behind the Mojo, so still chances for all of them if they go on a little run.
It's just funny because we talk about, I'm like looking at the standings now and like how we talk about Vegas can't win at home. They're literally 2-8 at home. It's not good.
Yeah. That's what's holding them back.
They just can't. Just don't play at home.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, they swept at home once now. Maybe it's the start of something. It's the start of something in Vegas.
Start of something.
Saturday, April 20th.
Saturday.
Not an important day for me. I don't know. It's a holiday for some. I was traveling back from Charlotte, and it was a nice little double header. First, San Diego Mojo go to Omaha to take on the Supernovas. Really close game, back and forth. Went to five sets. Omaha took it in front of the home crowd. They won the first set 25-23. Mojo took the second 25-21. Out of halftime, Omaha won the third 25-20. The Mojo came back in the fourth, won at 25-23, and then Omaha took the fifth set 15-12. Mojo continued their strong form but couldn't win the game today. So
What a close match.
yeah, really close. And it felt like it was really close even in the fifth set, but Mojo had late, like three service errors, I think two hitting errors, so five errors in the fifth set.
That's, you can't do that.
That hurts.
You can't do that.
Yeah,
That's
and I
rough.
think Omaha hit 400 in that fifth set at the same time. So,
Yeah. That'll do it.
Yeah, not going to work out for you if that's the way it's going.
Yeah, we see Allison Bastinelli back in the middle. We've talked before about how the Mojo coach likes to use her for more defensive needing games, which that probably makes sense against the number two team. They're like, let's block them.
Let's try and get some blocks.
Yeah.
And they did. I mean, they had 14 blocks. They had 27 block touches. It's just that Omaha also had 27 block touches and they had 19 blocks.
19 blocks. Yeah. Yeah. That'll do it.
But yeah, I mean, it was close throughout all of those sets. You know, they pretty much all of them ended close as well. It was just, especially in that fifth set.
Yeah.
Some unforced errors, but we got to see a sweet 63 attempt day from Betty. She had 20 kills.
Holy
She had 270.
Cow. She's been lit up lately.
Yeah.
Just going after it.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
She's getting into playoff form.
Yep. Which, okay, did you see the commercial for like advertising the championships in Omaha? And it's like, who will win the $1 million prize? And I just think that's so weird. Like, what other professional.
It's like prize fighting, like boxing.
Yeah. Like, it's so strange. Like, they're not advertising the NBA finals being like,
no.
And the team will win this much
A
money.
Trip to Disney World.
Yeah.
Yay.
So weird.
Yeah, it does remind me of like watching the World Series of Poker back in the day. Like,
yeah,
they love talking about it.
So strange. Is it like a, see, we have money, we can pay them.
I think they're like, this is legit.
Yeah,
you know, like this is $1 million.
So strange.
We talked about Betty's kills. Also, Omaha had. Buchkova had 10 kills at 470. Paige Briggs.
That's one of the better games we've seen from her, I think.
Yeah, and Paige Briggs hit 310.
Yeah.
I think she subbed in the first set and then played the last three.
Was that as she's playing for Brooke? Brooke, surprising. I feel like usually we see Brooke, she's pretty on, but it doesn't look like she was playing too hot. I mean, she was passing great.
Yeah, they were
so
passing really well.
Yeah.
As a team that game.
Yeah, 66% positive. That's great.
Yeah, and then on the Mojo side, it was all Tammy.
Yeah.
She got set 54 times. She had 24 kills, hit 350.
Wow.
She's
Veronica.
Really playing super well. But yeah, Bastianelli had 7 blocks and 10 block touches to go
good.
With getting set 21 times.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Honestly, it kind of seems like the game could have gone either way.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and that's what, like, they, you know, the Mojo, I think they had 10 service errors total, no aces. Omaha had 7 errors and 4 aces.
Yep. I'll do
those
it.
Those little things, especially in that fifth set or late in sets.
Yeah.
You know, really helped it. And it's just like in the fifth set, there was a moment when it was like a Mojo service error into Betty serving, and like Betty didn't go on a huge service run. I think she won 2 points on the serve and then had her own service error.
Yeah,
but it feels scary.
Yeah,
like just giving them a free point and then tossing the ball over to Betty for her to serve. Like, it feels demoralizing.
Such a mental game, that volleyball.
Second game of Saturday, 4:20. Grand Rapids makes a trip to Vegas.
A replay of the game that we saw.
Yes.
Except now they're in Vegas. Okay.
Except now they're in Vegas. Vegas coming off the sweep in Vegas that they won. Doesn't go their way this time. Grand Rapids stays hot. They win in 4 sets in Vegas. They win the first set 25-23 in a close one. The second 25-20. They lose the third set to Vegas out of halftime 23-25. And then they won the fourth 25-22. So a bunch of close ones in there. But with that win, Grand Rapids over 500. The first time in a long time we've had 3 teams with more wins than losses.
Woo.
They go to 10-9. They're in third place.
Wow. It is fascinating. Like,
with the
standings, it's like, I kind of feel like it's anyone's game at this point. Well,
yeah,
maybe.
Most definitely. It seems like Grand Rapids is starting to give themselves some space in third place, but You know, if you're playing three games in a week, they all of a sudden have a bad week. Who knows, the Valkyries in Columbus, even Vegas, they're not far behind. This was another game where we had some serve struggles. 13 errors from Vegas, 10 from Grand Rapids again.
Always with the serve struggles.
Yep.
Another big game from Kat Bell. She's very good.
Yeah,
It was fun
Berkeley
watching her
Oblak
in
was good too.
person
Oh,
too,
yeah, for
to
sure.
watch. We I don't think we called her out.
Yeah, she had another 14 digs, close to leading the team in that. 14 kills. Berkeley Oblak had 5 blocks to go with her 6 kills. She still hit 210.
Very good.
But couldn't
But
overcome
couldn't.
Morgan Fingal at 7:30 in 2 sets that she played.
Oh,
She
wow.
was subbed in the third set, played the fourth. She was set 15 times. She got 11 kills. No errors. Wasn't blocked.
Wow.
It seems like a nice thing to be able to bring off the bench.
Yeah.
This is a 7:30 hitting percentage.
I would say so. I think 'cause Amelia got injured. Yeah.
Yeah,
Bummer.
I didn't think they talked about it in the broadcast as much, but yeah, that seems
Yeah.
like the news coming out of it. I mean, 'cause she was playing pretty well. She had 18 digs, 13 kills, hitting 240, but came out in that third set.
Yep.
Maryn Grote also played well. You
Yeah.
know, she was
She's
at the net
becoming
a lot.
more of a presence. I feel like I'm noticing her more. Maybe it's because we constantly talk about Rise's middles. But I feel like, and so now I'm like looking for it, like, oh, are they gonna do some stuff? She does. She's got a good block as well.
Yeah, and they've been setting her more and more, I think. I mean, she's up around that 15 number, it seems like now.
Bit of a bummer. See Erica Pritchard not do as well this match after playing so well the last time they played. I just,
Yeah,
oh
she was having
man.
trouble with the block.
Yeah. But then also, yeah, same with Shannon Scully. Also, looks like they were trying to play both of them and it just wasn't working.
Yeah, I
So
do wonder,
interesting.
yeah, because Shannon Scully came in every set, I believe. She only got 5 sets, though.
Must have been at the end or took her out right away or something. I don't know.
She was passing well still. But yeah, like Grand Rapids, I don't know, like this is I guess a trend in the league over the last couple of weeks is there's a lot of positive passing, not a lot of perfect passing in Grand
Yeah.
Rapids. It's hard to receive.
I do think that they got it's like they got used to the ball. Like the servers, I mean everyone. They got used to the ball and now I don't really notice service errors as much. Like I feel like at the beginning I was like wanting to rip my hair out with all the service errors and I mean they do have a lot of service errors and that stinks, but I wonder if it's now like the servers have a handle on it. They're able to produce difficult serves more often. So maybe in general, serve receive is not as good. I don't know.
Like we said, like a positive, it's usually good enough for these women to get something done. They're really good at volleyball, but you know.
Speaking of the ball, also, I don't know where I saw this. It might have been the chat, might have been
Chat
Reddit.
goss.
I can't remember. I think someone was commenting maybe on like Kendall Kipp, how when she came back to play and like she came back from Italy, she played and her game that she played was like not that good. And someone was like, oh, it's because they have to get used to a different ball. I will say the difference between like an NCAA ball and the ball, I have held the PVF ball. I know what it feels like. I know, I now understand what it is. Okay. But like going from an NCAA ball to the PVF ball, big difference. That I could understand. I truly can
Coming
understand
from college.
needing to adjust to that. The FIVB ball to the PVF ball, they feel very similar. They look like the color contrasts are different. So maybe if you're, I don't know, visual things hard, I don't know, but the feel is very similar. So we can't, that's not an excuse, is what I'm saying.
Will not accept that
We
excuse,
will
yeah.
not accept it. But
right. That's
NCAA,
good to know.
the PBF, I could
More
understand it.
acceptable.
Yeah, more acceptable. Wow, last one.
Final game of the week, Sunday, April 21st, in Orlando. Atlanta makes the trip and they bounce back from their first loss in a while to win in four sets. They won the first 25-22, the second 25-20. At a halftime, they lost 23-25 to Orlando and then finished strong 25-17. This was another CBS game. I personally find it suspicious that after we were talking about how all the CBS games were five setters, that all of a sudden this one wasn't five sets. I
Interesting.
think, yeah, that just maybe kind of proves the point. They were
And we
afraid.
know, and we know that they listen to us and change things.
Absolutely.
We
The
know
script
this.
writers. Yeah, so again, just asking questions, but
Yeah,
you know.
we're just just asking questions.
This one, Lazareva was back and she made herself known in the first set. Orlando
Yeah.
was up 20-18 and then 22-21, and Atlanta won 4 points in a row and two of them were Lazareva blocks. So
That'll do it.
also in that in late, I think in that first set to give Atlanta set point, they called a rotational error on Orlando.
No.
Yep.
What?
To give Atlanta, I think it was, yeah, then 24-22. So, and
Oh
the
my
guy on
gosh.
CBS was not happy about it. He said that
Wow.
rotational error was his least favorite call in all of sports.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he went big with it. He was like, I hate
Wow.
this. And then he was like, for people that don't know, it just means basically illegal formation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't go back and rewind it to see why they got called on it. But yeah, the announcer not happy, and it gave Atlanta set
Wow.
point because they had Orlando had had the lead late in that set, and then yeah, Atlanta was on a little run, and then they added a rotational error in there. Rarity in the league for that to
Rarity in the
happen.
league. I kind of agree with that announcer. I like it's a necessary rule. Like,
Sure.
or else people
Yeah.
are just going to be all over the court.
Yeah.
However, if I was on that team and someone was out of rotation, it's like one of the first things you learn
Yeah.
in volleyball.
Just like, what are you doing?
I would be so mad that so we in my Thursday league, shout out to my Thursday teammates if they listen to this. You better. Because a lot of times, like in adult leagues, they don't care. Like,
Yeah,
who,
sure.
yeah, like who
As
cares?
long as you're not like way out of position, yeah.
Yeah. Like they don't care. But the ref for our Thursday league really cares. And like you have to be really diligent about it. And we get called on it all the time. And it makes me so mad because I'm like, this is the one thing that everyone on this court should know how to do.
Well, and that was, I think, they had just gone with the patented Nikki Dub sub before that point. Does
You know
that
what?
play into it at all?
You know what? I think now that I think back of what I just saw, who I think was out of rotation was the person that was playing right side, which is Oshina, right?
Yeah. So she had just come back in for Wilma Rivera.
Yeah, I think that was it. I think she was actually out of rotation in the back row because she should have been in zone five. And I think she was in between the wrong people. I think.
So it was just kind of like a
yeah.
miscommunication maybe
I think
coming off
so.
the bench.
Oh man, that's tough.
Yeah.
Ugh. But if it was Shaina, she did have a
Yeah.
really good game.
Yeah, we mentioned it earlier in their
Yeah.
last game that she left. This was her last home game and she left on a high note at least. They didn't win, but she had a pretty huge game. She had 15 kills on 31 attempts. She had 480.
Yeah.
A couple block touches.
Yep, yep.
But yeah, that was just a bad timing for that call for them.
Yeah.
Cuz who knows? Who knows how different it could be if you start off 1-0.
You're right. Different mindset for sure. Looks like Adora maybe didn't like hitting up against Anna on the right side, who had
Yeah.
three blocks, four block touches, and Adora got blocked four times. Not great. Not fun.
Yeah. The third set was Definitely the best one play wise. I think they both hit over 300. It was really close. Orlando won by two. But yeah, then they came out in the fourth set. Atlanta kept that level going into the fourth set, and Orlando just didn't quite have it. They hit 180. Atlanta hit 330 in that fourth set again. So yeah, fourth
Wow.
set example. Anna had 10 sets in the fourth set. She killed six of them. Her
She's
whole day, she
back.
had 27 kills. So,
Rest looks good on her.
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good coaching decision
Yeah.
based on the results.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's like it's interesting to me to see the Atlanta numbers, like their hitting error numbers.
Yeah.
I think usually they're at
Yeah.
least even with the other team. This one, they had more than Orlando, but I guess that's just
But they
what you
also
see
had,
when watching the games is just they're blasting it.
yeah, they also had more attempts. So, yeah,
Yeah,
but
they're just going for the line, and a lot of times they're getting kills, but it seems like they're fine with absorbing some hitting errors if they get them. That's just their game.
Interesting. That is an interesting strategy. I mean, it's good, obviously. And also, like, not every error is because they're like hitting as hard as they can, and then
Yeah, for sure.
yeah, they're blocked 12 times, but they
Blocked 12
prevailed.
times. They had 12 hitting errors, but they won it in four. Still, and the fourth set they won by 8 points. So like it's hard to say that,
It's
they were
working.
struggling. Yeah, it's still working for them.
Well, we kind of talked about the standings, but yeah, Atlanta's still on top, Omaha, and then we have Rise. Their record right now is 10-9. And Mojo still in that top four. But again, they haven't played as many matches as
Yeah,
everyone
no, they've
else.
got a lot of
So
games to play.
yeah, we shall see. And then Orlando, Columbus, and Vegas. So yeah, we'll see
Running out
what's
of time. Orlando picked a bad
Yes.
time to have a 4-game losing streak.
Yeah.
Got to start putting something together
Yeah.
if they're gonna catch the mojo.
Yeah, they gotta losing Chyna might be a big problem.
Yeah, that
Or
could
not.
hurt.
Maybe they'll make the most of it. Maybe they will overcome.
It could bring them together.
Yeah. Okay, so for the next week of the PVF, I believe it's week 14. We have seven matches coming up.
Whoa.
Yeah. So Tuesday, April 23rd, Omaha at San Diego. This is their fourth time meeting each other, fourth and last. So in a rare triple header Friday night situation, April 26th, we have Orlando at Columbus, their fourth time meeting, Grand Rapids at Omaha, their third time meeting, and then Vegas at San Diego, their fourth time meeting.
And that
So
is the early game, Orlando and Columbus, that's YouTube. Vegas at Mojo, that's YouTube. Grand Rapids at Omaha, that's another CBS.
oh, I thought we were done with those. That's cool.
Yeah,
All
so
right.
we've got another,
Grand Rapids at
there's
Omaha.
lots of different places to consume your volleyball that night.
Yeah, that'll be a good game, I think.
Yeah, for
Grand
sure.
Rapids is kind of on the rise and yeah. Anyway, so okay, so Vegas is at San Diego on a Friday night, and then the next match is also Vegas at Atlanta
Yeah, in the
on
afternoon.
Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah.
The
So it's
28th.
not even like a late night game.
Brutal. That's
It's about
absolutely
as far
brutal.
of a trip as we have in the
Yeah.
league.
Yeah.
I wonder if, I assume they're going straight from San Diego to Atlanta, but they might be stopping back off in Vegas. Who knows?
Oh my gosh.
And then going to Atlanta.
I don't know. I hope not for their sake.
It's a lot.
Yeah, definitely a lot. And then also on the 28th Sunday, we have Grand Rapids at Columbus, their fourth time meeting. And then finally on Monday, April 29th, Orlando is playing at San Diego, their third time meeting. So
Nice.
there we are.
It's a full week.
Full week.
We got a double header, we got a triple header.
Yeah. And
Exciting.
Nikki will be back next week. Don't you worry.
Make sure to tell her we did a good job.
Yeah. Come on. I think she's having a great time in Italy, for those who are
Yeah.
wondering.
Yeah. She's still texting us about volleyball.
Yep. She can't help
That's the
herself.
life. Yeah.
Can't help
It's the
herself.
volleyball life.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to Court Captains, a volleyball podcast. Please give us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you like what you're hearing, give us a rating.
Yeah.
Support small podcasts. If you don't like what you're hearing, go ahead and mind your business. I like being the one to get to say that.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram, Court Captains Pod, and email us your questions and comments at courtcaptainspod@gmail.com. We have gotten quite a few questions, and we will address those next week when
Sure.
Nikki's back. So we have
In our question corner.
more minds there to answer all of them.
And don't forget to be the captain of your own court. Yes.
Good job.
Inspiring.
Yes. All right. Have a good week.
Yeah, see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.